Well, good morning, YouTube, and good morning, Facebook. Today is the 26th of July, 2019, and it's Friday morning. And we read the Word of God in Hebrews that by faith Abraham, called to go out in a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed. He should choose our inheritance for us. Hebrews 11:8 and Psalm 47:4. Good morning, C. Fisher. And good morning, MGM Church. As an eagle threw up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, take them, breath on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead them. And there was no strange God with them. Deuteronomy 22:10-12. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go, who teacheth like him. Isaiah 48:10. And Job 36:22. We walk by faith, not by sight. Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Arise and depart, for this not your rest, because this food it shall destroy you, even with a sword of destruction. 2 Corinthians 5:7, Hebrews 13:14, 1 Peter 2:11, and Micah 2:10. Well, we've been talking a lot about the distinction between spirit and the life of the flesh. The inheritance that we have been given, Christ has translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son. And he has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Behold, all things have become new. Well, we're still in the world. We're not of the world. We're pilgrims and strangers on this earth. And we're told, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. And our society continues to become more and more debauched, like it tells us it will. Christ tells us that it will in the 24th chapter of Matthew. We are told in Thessalonians, and draw nigh, comfort one another with these things. So we have strong evidence that we're living in the last days because of the immorality, of debauchery, the depravity. We are told that things will wax worse and worse. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. You're also told that God will lead us in all truth. That's why we can most affirmably lay hold of the promises in the Bible, where it tells us that the Lord is our shepherd. He shall not want. He maketh us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he's with us. His rod and his staff comfort us. He prepares a table before us in the very presence of our enemies. And anoint is our head with oil, our cup runneth over. And surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, we have great promises. We realize that we are his church, we are his bride, leading for us. And so when we see all the false teachings, when we see all of the absolute debauchery, we can look up. And we can also be very thankful that God has chosen to show us grace. For without grace, we would be in the same situation as all those people that are following the path lead to destruction. See, I have nothing to boast of in and of ourselves. Our only boast is in Christ and his completed work. We have nothing in ourselves to boast of. The Bible says we are born in sin. And all men died in Adam. And all who are made alive are made alive in Christ Jesus. The Bible does not say that faith, that belief, or repentance saves you. It does say that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does say that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible does say that the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, that no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ also says you must be born again. Come aboard Simon Samamora. Well, first thing that must happen to a sinner is he must be born again. And when he receives the faith of Christ to believe that Christ died for sins, he will readily confess that he is in need of Jesus as his Savior, who will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him at Calvary as a perfect sacrifice for his sins. And when this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He's no longer under condemnation and has received forgiveness on merits of God's gift to him. And he now realizes he was foreknown, predestined, called, justified, and ultimately will be glorified. Well, how long will the heathen wage and the people imagine a vain thing? They deny Christian 6 days, make man the authority, and make God the puppet on a string. But just wait until God pours out his wrath and these mockers he pays. How long will they say it's okay to be gay, when God strongly forbids it in his word? They want to take down God's people who strongly confess that this is an abomination, and God says you will pay. How long will they deny that God has his elect? They say that this would make you a robot if his own people he does elect. But election in his word is exactly what Christ and his apostles taught. How long will they say man has a free will? This is not denial that man is dead in sin. Wesley Finney and today others are teaching ill. They say man has a spark of good in him. Well, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine of anything? The entire world seems to be going to hell, but be encouraged, child of God. He is a sovereign king, and it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. Well, we see time passing us by quickly. You know, time, what an empty vapor is. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth, think I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon trees. From Christ my soul will never sever because he bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, be forever at his side. Well, God has loved his people from before the foundation of the world, before creation. It's his marvelous grace. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done by giving his chosen people his dear son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, his eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul the weights of trouble over me, old. May I always cry out, Abba Father, to you, knowing that forever I will be with you. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he died for us, secured for us, a place in heaven. That his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. Well, I want to conclude today with this thought. Let the God be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus came and for sinners he did die. His Father gave him to the Son. It's finished, he cried. The work is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, well up from that grave. As he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. And they are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ, our mediator, gives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. Well, may the Lord be with you this morning. May these proclamations of God's word bring comfort to your soul, is my prayer. God bless.